This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In February of 2013 in Russia, a bright light appeared in the air. An explosion happened with a half a megaton of energy that blew out windows, injured people, and then the meteor that caused all of this crashed into a frozen lake and disappeared.
Oh, wow. Dun, dun, dun.
That is a scenario that could happen at any time, and should the meteor be bigger than that one, it could be devastating to humanity.
Well, I saw that movie.
We've all seen the movie Armageddon many years ago with Bruce Willis and Ben Affleck and Steven Tyler saving the world.
If those three ever die, we're in trouble.
Well, they're getting old, Hawk.
Yeah, I know.
So we don't necessarily have that team of people available. Plus, we don't have a space shuttle anymore.
But are you worried about, you know, it taking out humanity? I mean, I'm tired. I'm okay. I've lived a great life. And
I've got kids. I would like for humanity to live on.
Kato, I think you need some therapy.
Because you're not, like, ready for retirement yet or anything.
Oh, I'm ready for retirement.
Well, you're not going to get anything from the government yet because you ain't very old.
I know.
To add fuel to the fire, in July of this year, asteroid 2019 NN3, a 747-sized nickel-iron rock zoomed by Earth closer to Earth than the moon. And that is generally how they judge whether it's a near miss or not. If it gets inside the orbit of the moon, it's considered a very close asteroid. And we have known for decades now, ever since that movie Armageddon, that asteroids pose a real and present threat to humanity. A space rock of that size could potentially wipe out all of humanity. And it's hard to understand that, but the energy given off in that explosion would just devastate us.
Okay, not to get all biblical on us, but when that happens and it's the end of the earth, I mean, you know, you think that God, he orchestrated that.
Yeah.
But humanity has the option to choose to defend itself on some of these things. And you can't tell which one is God's meteor and which one is one we were supposed to defend ourselves from.
Well, if we ain't here tomorrow, that was God's.
Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't try to stop them.
We should try to stop the Russian meteors. It's always the Russians, isn't it?
Okay, this is not going how I thought. So anyway, here's what I brought this up. I don't know. I brought this up because it turns out that they are actually working on ways to deflect asteroids from Earth. It's called the AIDA, the Asteroid Impact and Deflection Assessment Program. And it's an experiment that's happening right now with the European Space Agency and NASA. They're going to attempt to deflect an asteroid by hitting it with a refrigerator-sized spacecraft capable of deflecting asteroids to prevent them from colliding with the Earth.
Okay.
So we have got a pair of asteroids that are or meteors that are coming near the Earth, and they are going to hit one of those meteors and knock it into the other one and try to deflect their path.
Is this any of our business? If they're going to pass Earth, just let them pass. Why are we messing with that?
Because we want to find out if we'll be able to hit one that is headed towards Earth and knock it off.
See if it works.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, they got an experiment to see if it'll, you know.
I have a feeling this is not going to turn out well. It'll probably bounce back and land somewhere where they
like
didn't think it.
Like a pool ball. Well, you don't know what you're really doing, and it just, you know, ends up going in the other pocket.
Or hits the sun, or hits the moon. And
well, the sun's okay. The moon's okay. We don't care if it hits either of those two things.
Yes, we do.
Why?
Because that affects us.
Well,
the sun and the moon.
Well, anything going to the sun is going to burn up.
It would burn up way before it even got to the sun.
If it hits the moon, that's another story.
Why? What would it matter?
Well, because that's what
the Earth rotates.
It's not going to do anything to the moon. It'll just add another crater.
How do you know?
What do you think caused all those craters that are there?
Oh, okay. Well, what he's saying, if it hits the asteroid, okay, this refrigerator-sized spacecraft, it's small and doesn't really do anything to the asteroid, it's not going to do anything to the moon, too.
Well, even if the asteroid hits the moon, it's not going to do anything. It'll be another crater.
We don't know that.
Oh, my God.
Well, I just want advance notice so I can go eat a pizza and not have to worry about my weight. If we're not going to be here in the next week or so, then after that, then I just need to know all that.
I'm with Cato. I think they should quit this program and let God end humanity now because it's going badly. Okay. Well, these two asteroids are called Didymus A and Didymus B. And Didymus A is 780 meters in size, while its companion is 160 meters in size. And they're planning on shooting Didymus B, the smaller one, with this rocket and attempt to crash it into the bigger one at speeds of 15,000 miles per hour. And they said some people are concerned that maybe this would take this asteroid that wasn't headed towards Earth and make it head towards Earth. But they have got... scientists who are very good at the game of pool who are going to make sure that it does not happen.
Cato, will you take away his Science Weekly, okay?
This is interesting.
It is to you because you can relate to asteroids. But
she's right. She's right. I work with three of them.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.